And this next story is about a movie you probably never went to, a song you probably never heard, and a rock video you almost certainly never saw. In other words, it's about what the entertainment industry is like for most of its inhabitants. Jacob Slichter, the drummer for the rock band Semisonic, tells cautionary tales about the music business. Last summer, his band recorded a single for a movie called Summer Catch, about teenagers, baseball, and love. The band also made a video of the single. People were supposed to see the video on MTV, then run out, buy the single, and see the movie. Slichter says most rock videos never make it onto MTV, but that didn't stop his band from trying.
When you make a video, your goal is to snag one of the three MTV slots not permanently reserved for Britney Spears, NSYNC, and J-Lo. So our first task is important, choosing a director. Each candidate sends us a reel of the videos he or she has made for other bands. Most seem to promote either torture or artificial sweeteners. I feel like writing a thank you letter to the inventor of fast forwarding. With each reel comes a treatment, a written description of the video each director proposes to make. They all rhapsodize about how the band will look on screen using phrases like flawlessly rugged, or sure to be talked about, or my favorite, the band will look stunning. Two dozen executives finally greenlight this idea for the video. Semisonic rocks in the outfield while two team mascots have a fight. Then it rains. This is sure to be talked about.
Those are good shoes.
They are great shoes.
One day before the video shoot, we try on clothes. Lots of really expensive clothes.
Okay, I have Costume Nationale. I have Alicia Lahan. I went to Fred Siegel. I went to...
She left out the $600 custom belt buckle for John, our bass player.
And Hugo Boss.
Here we go, go!
Okay, everyone, let's do an audio test.
The shoot is at a baseball field in Commerce, California.
Playback! Watch me with the audio, too.
75 cast and crew members. In budget terms, one day of filming a video equals 6 months of recording a record. By the way, we chose a director we've used before. His name is Chris, and he drinks a lot of coffee.
Everything looks great. I'm so excited.
Well, let's rock.
Let's do it.
They put foam rubber on my drums to deaden the sound. That way, we can hear the pre-recorded song as we pretend to play it. My stick movements need to match the music, or I'll look like the drummer from the Partridge Family. Playing the drums requires a lot of facial contortions and heavy breathing. A director once told me she found it irritating to see me play with my mouth open. As I stick sync, I tell myself, forget about the camera, forget the lights, focus on the task at hand, continuous nasal breathing.
That was great!
Next, the rain sequence.
Turn the rain on!
Water trucks, hoses, and rain towers are set up on the field.
And when you make grass wet on a field, it tends to get messy.
That's the producer of the video, Danielle Lovett.
We also have electrical equipment, and that usually doesn't work well with water. I have a $5 million life insurance policy on this job, just for that very reason.
Rain, guys, rain!
It's getting chilly, but we're instructed not to react to the rain. You see, that looks cool. If you saw a guy walking down the street nonchalantly as he was being soaked with rain, you'd think, he's cool. Or maybe, what an idiot.
Got it.
That's it, right? Come on.
Got it.
When we're finally done, we change out of thousands of dollars of dripping wet designer clothes. John's $600 belt buckle is fine, largely because it's been hidden behind his bass all day. Now remember, the vehicle for our song and video is a movie about baseball and teenagers in love. And guess what? The movie tanks. Which means the video is played on MTV only a few times before it disappears. A month of work and $250,000 gone. Well, not entirely. If you're in a band shopping for a video director, you might notice our video as you look through all of those dozens of directors' reels. It's one of the few videos promoting neither torture nor artificial sweeteners. And if I do say so myself, the band looks stunning.
Jacob Slichter is the drummer for the rock band Semisonic.